So they're going to demonstrate Witticus's progress, even though he is not quite ready to be ridden or raced, but they have to do it. So hopefully it will turn out okay. And Chris gives a concerned glance over there toward Mr. Zack. You always have to limit the number of days that you can shoot outside because the time of year when this episode was shot, it was getting cold there. And they have to schedule all of the locations so they can maximize and get it in the number of days allotted for the shooting. And that's why a lot of times scenes get moved from one location to another. You know, it was originally on the ranch, but it got moved to the house because that's on the stage, which is the easiest place to shoot because you can control the lighting conditions. Whereas when you're shooting outside, like here, you're sort of bound by the sun and what the sun's going to do. And then, of course, you have to make all the different pieces of film match, which they do an amazing job of, because each angle is shot at a different time of day, and it all looks the same. Here, Matt thinks that Pablo is taking credit for what was essentially his idea, was getting the chiropractor out there, and he's not happy. But what Matt doesn't realize is that Pablo is doing it just to not get John Zack interested in Matt's training abilities. And I think he was successful there. But of course, Matt's not happy, and he's going to rethink his position there at the ranch. So that's part of Matt's story. He's going to try to change his future. Savor the moment. So Pablo wants nothing more to do with this guy, and take your horse and leave us alone. And of course, Matt is very unhappy. And Chris knows why, but she can't tell Matt. So she's conflicted there. Yeah. He's going to do something drastic here. And then we get Jean feeling terrible about what happened between her and Pete. And he's a little lovey-dovey here, thinking maybe that that was his, you know, road back to the family. Because I think ultimately what Pete wanted was to have his family back. Unfortunately, it seems that this is not what's going to happen. Because Jean is already dating someone else, Charlie, who is not in this episode, but, you know, they're still together, and she made a mistake, and she's being very honest with him, telling him that. So she's moving on. Nothing is taking her past away like her future. To work that in again. Her shirt kind of looks like the stripes on those menus we saw earlier. I wonder if that was intentional. Probably not. She's not really saying if that's what she wants. What she's saying is that that's what's going to happen. That's the smartest choice. And I think part of the beauty of her performance here is that you see what a difficult choice that is. You know, she's doing the right thing, but does she have feelings for Pete? Yeah, of course she does. You know, he's the father of her children. So here we have Mr. Davis writing Junior a letter. That was something that I threw in the very first draft, thinking it would be cut out, because obviously writing a letter is not a very visual way to tell a story. And I sort of threw it in as a placeholder, thinking that I would come up with something better later, and everybody liked it, so it stayed in. Which surprised me, because at the end, when you actually hear the contents of the letter, it's sort of done in a montage format, which is a really popular way to pass time and convey information, but not always the most interesting. She looks very cold there. Both of them do. But they're doing a really good job of not trying to seem cold. So that's a very sneaky move on her part. And I like how pleasant Rebecca is to Isabel here, even though she clearly doesn't like her, as we learned in the dinner scene earlier. So just the urgency that she's showing about... She can't wait to rip open this letter. It's great. Although reading while you're driving is not always a safe thing to do, and I don't recommend that for anybody out there, especially if you have a really expensive car like she does. So here we get that montage I was referring to. And it's a tragedy that he's sort of poured his heart out for the first time. Mr. Davis and Junior never received the letter. So here he is waiting at the country club for Junior to show up and feeling like Junior doesn't want to see him. Which he doesn't, but would he have shown up if he had gotten the letter? We don't know. I like to think he would have, but I'm an optimistic sort. He probably wouldn't have. But we'll never know, because she's tearing it up. Because she's evil. Here we are back at Pablo's quarters, and he's saying we're done with this, and we're moving on, and she's concerned about Matt, and Pablo isn't. He'd rather just sweep it under the rug and let Matt's feathers be ruffled, but little does he know that Matt is going to leave the ranch, as we learn in this scene. This scene actually had a different ending. As originally conceived, they sort of came to an agreement, and the way it ended up here, which I think works very well, Jean doesn't seem happy about it, but she doesn't stop him. And I think that's a very real conflict that Matt's mother would be having at this moment, because he's telling her that there's no room for him on the family farm with what he wants to do, so he's going to go find a place where there is room for him. And I think that's the choice I would make, but obviously his mother isn't happy about it. Does it feel right to you? And he says yes. And originally she said, then I think you should go for it. But I think the reaction that she gives there is great. This is what we call the Fatal Attraction moment, inspired by the scene in Fatal Attraction when Michael Douglas comes home and sees his wife talking to a woman who we later find out is, you know, the woman he's trying to avoid. So Pablo, thinking that everything is done, comes into the living room and sees Jean talking to Mr. Zack. And of course, she's trying to drum up more business and telling him to send more horses her way, which of course is the last thing Pablo wants to hear. But she's innocent. She doesn't know what's going on. She just is trying to keep her stable going. Yeah, I don't think Mr. Zack is going to honor that deal. See? Here we learn about Pablo's secret. He says that Reuben vanished, but of course we know that he didn't. We saw him get in the car and leave, which means if there's any foul play, it's probably on Mr. Zack's part. They also did a really great job, the makeup department, of lessening Pablo's bruise, because in story time, that was several days ago, and the bruise looks appropriately healed. Which I think is a really hard thing to do, to make that look real, because everything is shot out of sequence, so kudos to the makeup department there. And of course we go out on Chris here, because she's the main character, and she's concerned. What's going to happen? And you'll have to keep watching and find out. So thank you so much for listening, and go Wildfire.